Welcome to an episode of Open Science Radio here from the BarCamp Open Science 2023 in Berlin. With me is Guido and Tamara. Tamara, would you briefly can you briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Tamara Heck. I'm working at the DIPF Leibniz Institute for Research and Information in Education, and I'm investigating open science practices.
Thank you so much. Guido.
Yeah, I'm Guido. I'm working for TEPIW, the Leibniz Information Center for Economics. And there, yeah, I'm heading a department called Open Science Transfer. At the end, I'm thinking about how we can communicate open practices to scientists in our case, especially to economics.
Yeah, thank you so much. And the two of you were part of the organizing team, Guido, you, and you did a great job here again, of the organizing team of the BarCamp Open Science 2023. And we are just at the end of this. And I personally can say I had a fantastic day. As always, and we have this since several years now, I got a lot of great impressions here, new insights, and met a lot of cool new people. So maybe you can have... first glance, if you look back at the day, Guido, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I can second what you said. It was a really fantastic day. So it was the 9th BarCamp, so we are looking forward to celebrate anniversary. And again, there's a need for this BarCamp. We had participated in a session where we had to think about open science success stories. I was a bit struggling, then I said, yeah, my personal open science success story is the BarCamp Open Science, because we started it and it survived already 9 years. And there's still, I would say, there's an increasing need to have exchange and discussion and networking around open science enthusiasts and activists. And in the meantime, the BarCamp Open Science plays an important role, but only I would say it's a piece of many pieces that we currently have in terms of formats and possibilities to have such discussion opportunities.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, fully agree. In terms of the need, because we see there's a grassroots, I mean, we have the grassroots community. We have on the high level, on the political level, we see policies and guidelines that adaption. But in the middle, right, it's still not hasn't arrived at daily practices in research, and this is why this is so much more needed, right? I also very much like the format. As you said, there are so many other things like the conference that you're also organizing here in Germany and the festival and so on. But still, this is a different format, a very different type of exchange, right? Tamara, what was your main takeaway or what was your learning from today?
That there are still, we have still to discuss many relevant topics. So we asked the people at the beginning if they think that if you are already at the finisher line and open science is a default, and the people said no, it's not. There are many topics which are known, for example, sharing data, but still there's need to discuss the practices in the daily work, I guess.
Yeah, and having people with the same spirit around can help there very much to keep up the motivation in this direction. Guido, what were maybe some differences to previous instances or something that was the same? What was your observation there?
So I think the main difference, of course, is that we did it in a hybrid version. So we started the BarCamp, of course, in an on-site event. Then we had to move to digital space for 2 years, and then we moved back. And now, yeah, we thought, okay, that it was a discussion, because on the one side we had a benefit from connecting with the Open Science Conference with international guests, so that also participated in the BarCamp. We could increase the international participation during the online form, but we saw the BarCamp spirit. It works best when we have an on-site. And now we thought about, okay, yeah, how can we combine it in hybrid version? And we develop a concept. And yes, we had several participants online. We will see what they report back to us. We had also some participants from India. Then it's the thing that we want to continue the barcamp as, I would say, a specific open science barcamp format targeting at, would say, the German region, but also to connect via a hybrid form with other people who cannot come here to Berlin and to have the additional international flavor to keep it up. And yeah, this was the first time. We will learn from that and see how it goes.
Yeah, and I think this is quite a brave step because whoever does, let's say, hybrid teaching or any hybrid event and so on knows that this is really adding a level of complexity because you have to think always in these two streams and some of us may have to make hard decisions. And let's say for me as a local participant, I didn't feel any challenging of the normal behavior here, so this felt very good. And clearly the people remote will not have the same feeling. This is not possible. But if they get at least a few insights and so on, I think this is quite a gain. And as you said, I mean, it's opening up to people who are not having the resources to come here directly. So we have a local component, we have an international component in there, and that sounds fantastic, right? And it worked very well. Maybe we should also mention that the technique here, or the the setup here at Wikimedia Deutschland was very good and was very professional, right? Tamara, anything that you would like to share? You did this little icebreaker in the beginning. You shared already, no, we are not yet there in terms of open science being a daily practice. What else could you maybe tell in terms of the participants or in terms of the community that you observed?
For me, it was great that we had many first-timers here. We had non-peers who experienced the barcamp, but many people who were here the first time, and I hope they enjoyed it. And I guess they brought many new topics within, for example, open science and climate change, and all the topic science communication. I guess it was very relevant in the early years of the barcamp. But now it came up again, and the terms of transfer, communication and transfer, and that's very interesting to see. So those people, I guess, have a need to discuss those topics in relation to open science, and I hope we can reach many different disciplines and have a kind of mediating people who then will reach other peoples we haven't reached yet.
Yeah, and what I would also say, if many of the first-timers suggested sessions, which is also supporting the idea that we have a very open community and people can join here easily, right? Guido, anything else that you would like to add? Any wishes for the future? As you said, I mean, next year we're in the 10th time, so wow, time flies. Any wishes, any ideas that you would like to put here on the table for next time or future events?
I hope I can continue the open science success story as long as possible. I think Lambert said also in his wrap-up statement that so we are not running out of topics. So and this is really good to see that when we started with the name Science 2.0, we have completely different topics. In the meantime, we discuss topics at a global scale with open science and equity. Those topics haven't been discussed 5-6 years ago, but they're on the table every year. Of course, some tables are always repeating, like incentives of open science and understanding or communicating science, and that's often repeating, but we have had a certain change. And but also different more topics that I would say brings open science or science more close to the society or societal needs. So we have the semantic climate session here. I was thinking about where there's a concrete benefit to face the climate change. That is quite fantastic to see. And I hope and we will see what will be the hot running topics in the next 3 years.
Yeah. Me too. Tamara, any final words from your side?
Maybe to add on this, there was one participant, she was asking a question, do we have a definition of open science? And at first, many people said, no, we don't have. And that's very interesting. And she said, okay, we should have as a community. But this shows to me that open science as a concept is evolving and that we will keep on discussing this and will not end. Or maybe we will not even come to the finisher line where we could say, okay, now open science is a default in science because science and technology will evolve. And that's very interesting and exciting, and I hope we will go on for the next 10, 20 years.
All right, so it won't get boring for us. Thank you so much for organizing all this. Thank you for all the contributions. Thank you for, well, bringing the community here together that day. And we have recorded a few episodes here, so we could not get everybody leading a session here, but a handful. And I think this was really great, and to maybe share again a little bit the ideas that were discussed here, as we did in previous years. So whoever feels like getting this introduction or this overview, there will be several episodes coming that are covering those. Once again, thank you so much, and see you soon again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Konrad.